With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. 1 year after they deployed to the Middle East, nearly 400 members of the Iowa National Guard will return home. Today's homecoming ceremonies will be held in Davenport, Waterloo, Muscatine, and Boone. Spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Mike Wan says they're all members of the 248th Aviation Support Battalion.
So they had personnel that were working across 12 different locations, including Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and Turkey.
Their work included maintenance, distribution of parts and fuel, communication support, and medical care. When the unit deployed in September of last year, the Iowa Guard said it was the largest single unit deployment since 2010. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is scheduled to attend ceremonies in Davenport and Muscatine, while Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg will attend ceremonies in Waterloo and Boone. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is traveling the state trying to drum up last-minute support for his re-election bid. Jason Parrott tells us about the Republicans' Thursday morning stop in Quincy.
The governor spoke for about 10 minutes to a crowd of about 30 people, including several current and former elected leaders. He encouraged them to vote and reminded them that every vote for him in Adams County is one less vote he will need in Cook County. Rauner won every county in Illinois but Cook County in 2014, but he only narrowly won the popular vote. The governor spent much of his time in Quincy bashing his opponent, describing Democrat J.B. Pritzker as a corrupt person trying to buy the election.
And I really believe this election is not about Democrat versus Republican as much as it's about all of us as the citizens of the state against a very corrupt, broken political machine out of Chicago that Madigan runs and that Pritzker funds.
Rauner is talking about longtime House Speaker Michael Madigan. Rauner says Pritzker and Madigan want to raise taxes to solve Illinois' budget woes. The governor says taxes should instead be reduced and regulations should be scaled back to encourage economic growth and job creation. And Rauner says if reelected, he would work to impose term limits for lawmakers and to require what he calls fair legislative maps. I'm Jason Parrott.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says Ivanka Trump is coming to Iowa today to support her campaign for re-election. Reynolds is running against Democrat Fred Hubble in a tight race for governor. The invitation-only event with Ivanka Trump will be held at a restaurant in West Des Moines. It'll be a roundtable discussion focusing on what the governor calls pro-growth policies. Reynolds' opponent, Hubble, had his own high-profile guest earlier this week. Former Vice President Joe Biden stumped for him in Cedar Rapids on Tuesday. Chicago police say there have been about 100 fewer homicides and 500 fewer shooting victims in the first 10 months of the year compared to the same period last year. Last month's total of homicides was 47. That's compared to 58 in October of 2017. This means it is almost certain that 2018 will end with fewer homicides than were recorded last year. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.